This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of The Bachelorette here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we saw some relationships develop and blossom and others crash and burn so badly. We'll get into it right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The only part of that.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Christina Zias. I am so happy to be back. Sorry, I've been gone the past 2 weeks. I've been traveling for work.
We missed you.
We missed you. I was gone too.
You were gone last week, yeah.
I missed my girls.
I know. But I'm so happy to be back, and I'll be back for the rest of the season. So that's exciting. But tonight, joining me is Christine.
Hey guys, girl Christine here.
And Sterling.
Hey y'all.
And Jeff.
Woo-hoo, Jeff in the booth.
Yo, in the booth, guys. What? Excited to talk about Jeff. This episode.
And Renee's not here, but we miss you, Renee. You guys, tonight's episode, I think this has been the best episode we've had all season. Do you agree?
No. Oh, I think we spent way too much time on Chris and Lincoln, knowing that they're just dead weight anyway.
And going home.
I'm super excited about her final six. I think they're all awesome, except for Colton. Sketchiness that we may know about later. But anyway, I think that she has a great group of guys in this final six, so hopefully they don't prove me wrong.
I agree with you, Sterling. I love this final group of guys, and I disagree. I thought this episode was annoying, but especially because of the dates as well. I'm kind of glad with this core group of guys that we have left to move on to better dates, more exciting things besides all the petty drama.
Are you just over Virginia?
I'm over Virginia.
Virginia is not for Christine.
Vegas being like weird Vegas. Like, I'm just kind of over these low budget dates, ABC. I'm going to just keep it real.
That's fair. I do think that The Bachelorette has a lower budget, a smaller budget than The Bachelor. Is that fair to say?
I mean, I think they're spending all their budget by going to Bahamas next, probably.
You don't see anywhere else
after
that? Oh,
they're going to the Maldives. They're going to the Maldives.
Oh, are they?
That's where they're spending their money.
Got you.
Okay, fine. I understand that there was a lot of dead weight with Chris and Lincoln. I think I'm just so happy that Chris is gone.
That they're gone.
That both of them are gone. That I needed this episode. I feel like it was very entertaining.
I think that the past two episodes were too much Chris. And it was frustrating for me to watch because I know that he wasn't going to go far. So if it was, I'm not invested in him. I'm not interested in seeing him, like, have this problem with rejection.
You just want him off your screen.
And him mansplain everything to her. So I'm, like, definitely glad he's gone. But there were some really nice surprises this episode with Jason and Leo. Mm-hmm. I'm so team both of them now. Same. So I think this episode was good for my relationship with them as a viewer.
Okay. They got your rose.
They got my rose, for sure.
Okay, I agree. Let's get into Jason then, who, first of all, I think that, at least for me, I know the moment I noticed Jason is when Becca didn't, or when Becca forgot his name. Mm-hmm. I was like, who is this cute guy over here? And tonight, he just stood out so much, and I was so happy to see, like, their relationship kind of flourish in this episode, because I think before, she was like, oh, he seems really nice, he's cool, he's funny, he's easy going. But she never really got to know him until tonight.
Sure. And I think seeing his friends, who I said this when we were watching, but they seem so harmless and like good guys and pretty innocent. So you obviously are who you surround yourself with. So seeing them in that atmosphere together, and that means a lot that she arranged a date to meet his friends.
I agree.
It really does.
It meant so much, because if you want to know who this person spends their time with when they're not with you, like, that means you're looking for the long haul here. Mm-hmm. You want to know what this person's circle is going to be like. And for me, Jason was kind of like a sleeper. I really didn't notice him as much up until this episode, and he grew on me so much. Like, and I mean, we'll talk about it later whether we think he's ultimately right for Becca, but just baseline, he's really shined this episode.
Jeff, what did you think of tonight's date with Jason?
I thought it was great. I mean, I've been team Jason from the very beginning. I think, yeah, we're going to get into whether or not he's right for Becca. I think this was a great date. I think it went as well as it could have. But as we're getting, I think Jason will go very far. I picture him going to hometowns. I think the further we go, the less we'll see that he's ultimately for Becca, is my prediction. But I don't think this date really could have gone better.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, she also said, damn, Jason can kiss. Did y'all catch that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That was big.
And she also, another thing she said was that his friends reminded her of her friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's important, too, when you're thinking about your relationship and actually doing life with someone. Do you enjoy hanging out with their friends? Would your friends get along with their friends and you become, like, all friends, you know what I mean? Yeah. I just think that's so important.
I think it is, definitely.
So that, like, spoke volumes to me, but also they do have that physical connection as well, which is important.
Can we just talk about for a second how bad this date was besides his friends coming in? Because, like, what was that? What was the unhappy hour or
that
something?
That was terrible.
It was awful. I'm like, way to get to know someone, like...
But at least he really, like, gave it a go and was doing the...
I guess.
Activity or something. I don't know. I thought it was uncomfortable, but...
What I'm gathering is that Becca likes a guy who doesn't take himself too seriously. Because she goes out of her way to make sure these guys are embarrassed in every day.
Yeah, but
she really
Ari?
Does. That's such a good point.
Like, how... Like, when get up,
write me a song and sing in front of a million people. Right? Every date. Like, everyone's biggest fear.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. I guess he did handle himself well, but overall, I was like, this is just terrible. Like, thank God his friends came in. Thank God he was a good kisser. Thank God they had, like, that one-on-one time during the, I guess, their dinner.
Yeah,
which
that's
I,
true.
Gosh, I was in tears, like, bawling when Jason was talking about his dad and his grandmother.
That was really sensitive for me, personally, just because both of my grandparents had Alzheimer's towards the end of their lives, and it's a really, really tough road.
100%. And the fact that he was able to be so vulnerable with her, I think, was really important.
Yeah, and they have kind of similar experiences, not with the particular disease, but of witnessing a loved one, you know, pass away and dealing with that, and so I think they were really able to connect on that.
You know, Becca connected with him and told him about her dad. Did you guys know this about her dad already?
She talked about it on Ari season.
She did? Okay.
When on her hometown.
I think I guess I must have forgotten that because earlier on in the season when she always kept referencing that Garrett reminded her of her dad. And I don't know why, for some reason, I thought the way she was staying as if they would get along and hang out together almost.
I think, I'm not sure if it was her, but I think she did say during Ari's season that, like, if he was alive, he would like Ari, or was that a different contestant? No, that was Jessica.
That was
the first person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know, maybe I'm mistaken, but for some reason, I thought that she was, like, excited for her dad to meet Garrett.
Remember we met her uncle?
That's right.
Who was, like, her father
figure.
That's right.
Okay. Anyways, I was confused by that, but good for them for being able to have that moment together.
I love seeing the actual real nitty-gritty conversations on this show because we don't really get to see a lot of that. Yeah. And those are the conversations that need to be had if this is going to realistically be your partner. So I did like that conversation. And there was another, and then the one with Leo, too. I thought they kind of got there.
Leo... I felt bad for him at first because obviously, like, Becca just wasn't there. She wasn't in the right headspace to have that one-on-one date with him. But he handled it so well. And you know everyone, like, at home, they weren't sure if Leo was going to come back from the one-on-one date or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy that he did and they had that moment together. And he was just so cool and calm and collected.
I loved when he said, we can just do nothing if you want. You know, you don't have to put on this show for me and all this stuff. And that's, like, how you know someone's, like, riding for you. Like, they're like, we can do whatever. We don't need to go do this, like, TV big old date if you're not feeling up to it.
And that's key in a relationship. We talked about it last season, but just, like, all those things that you want to know about somebody off the show, like, how do they text? How do they, you know, act in certain situations? Can you just be alone with them and not say anything, and can it still be comfortable?
Sure.
And that's a big thing that Leo showed that he's capable of tonight, which I loved.
Absolutely.
Jeff, my wild card is coming in hot.
I know. Love it. Oh my God.
I'm so mad. I had Jean Blanc.
Who?
Exactly. Oh, I blame Renee.
Who's my wild card? I have to go back and look because I don't think they're still here, actually.
Jeff, what did you think about her one-on-one date with Leo?
I thought it was great. I mean, I think a similarity between Jason and Leo's date is I think both of them seem like really steady dudes. Like, yeah. I think especially relative to all the other guys. I think one example of, we mentioned Jason's friends, but like as someone who's really close to my own guy group of friends, I think that's a really good sign because I think it shows like a likability and a steadiness. And I think like, I mean, this is a compliment. Either Leo or Jason would be really safe choices for Becca in the sense that I think they would make great long-term life partners.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Misha on the chat just said, Leo is too mature and real for this. Love him when he said, I would be your man in real life.
He does
seem like he's yes. down and super genuine. And
what do you guys think I don't want to say his problem is, but why he hasn't found a woman and came on this show if he's so amazing?
Because it's L.A.,
Respectfully, here's what I'll say. I mean, he's an actor. Like, that can be an impediment for women because, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, even the best guys, like, would you guys want to be dating someone who in their 30s is doing a theme park show?
Okay, rude. First of all.
I'm not meaning that shady. I'm asking serious.
I don't know. I think that's a valid question.
He even kind of addressed it at one point when he's like, you know, people may look at me and they may not, you know, see past the exterior. So I can definitely see that as a roadblock. Although in LA, I feel like having lived here for 2+ years, you see all different types of people.
For sure.
Like, and it kind of sounded like he was still trying to figure out exactly where his place is because it sounded like he tried to pursue that baseball dream that didn't pan out. And now he's trying to pursue another dream or whatever it is. So, I mean, that feeling of not feeling good enough is real. And like to even admit that on national television, I'm sure it's very difficult.
You know how they always talk about people being there for the right reasons? And I feel like in this day and age, so many of the people who go on The Bachelor are there for social media fame.
Sure.
I don't feel that with Leo and Jason.
I don't either.
But I feel that with Colton 100%. Do you know what I mean? But I don't. And Lincoln and Chris, I don't know. Different story. But I feel like they are both, like maybe their friends signed them up for this or like maybe Leo was just casted or something like that. But he was like, you know what, why not? Like, I don't have a girlfriend. I can't find one in L.A. Who knows?
Yeah.
I just feel like they both seem like genuine guys.
Yeah,
I agree. Them on Paradise? Well, I guess they're both still here. Whoops.
Yeah.
Too far ahead.
I don't know. I don't think either of them are on Paradise, are they? Because,
no,
you know,
they
put out the cast, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they get voted off, they would be a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, so let's talk about the group date, dun dun dun, and the drama that led up to it with Chris and Lincoln. And I think that obviously Chris is so in his head. This is just not the right environment for him. I almost feel bad for him because obviously it's coming from a place of insecurity. But at the same time, he needs to like go see some therapy.
Yeah. I think there's he's opened up about his dad and then childhood obesity and the whole thing, but he just needs to go work on himself because it's not
really not. And to be consistent, I did give Jordan a lot of slack for just who he is and how he carried himself, and I'm gonna give the same to Chris because it's just I just think it's unacceptable. Like, I definitely acknowledge his traumas and what he's gone through, but as a well-adjusted adult, like, there's therapy, there's just always a choice, I think, in certain situations with how you go about handling it. And I think he just made a series of poor ones.
Absolutely.
With his tone or how, you know, he's interacting with Becca. Like, I was saying this to Jeff while we were taping that I was just getting so frustrated with him at one point because why go through all that drama 2 episodes ago fighting for your time with Will so you can go to Becca and plead your case just to turn around and act like this? Like, what was all that for?
And for me, it's not even how he acts with Lincoln or the other guys. It's the way he treats Becca, too.
Yeah,
because
primarily.
He's very disrespectful to her. It's like, it's almost like he's right. Like, why aren't you seeing it my way? Like, don't you feel, I almost feel like he wants her sympathy or like, it just, he's so rude and callous.
So in his confessionals, he talks about he knows how to respect women and all this stuff. He clearly does not at all. He treats Becca and talks about her like a prize. He's like, I'm going to battle this out. I get everything I want blah, blah, blah. It's like, she is a human being that is deciding whether or not she likes you, and she doesn't. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have to explain herself for 20 minutes about why she's not into it.
Yeah.
If she says bye, leave. Like, it's like, Jeff said this when we were taping, and Jeff, you can speak on that too, is that this was like Ari thing in reverse. Like, he wouldn't leave when they were, she was like trying to explain.
He gave me that death stare.
Yeah.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on the whole Chris situation?
Yeah, I mean, this dude obviously just doesn't know how to treat a woman. I mean, like, I feel bad because on one, like, there's 10% of me that knows what he's trying to say to her. He's trying to say, right. I like you so much. I've tried to reach out. It hurts when I see you with these other guys. And I think, like, Chris is someone who is not equipped for this process at all.
Right.
Clearly, yeah. He's someone who struggles with jealousy and insecurity. And if those are huge defining features of who you are, don't go on this show because you're going to be simultaneously dating with 8 other guys. But he just kept making himself the victim.
Yeah.
And, like, what he should have done is just apologized. He never said he was sorry.
Ever.
Like, if he would have just said, Becca, I'm so sorry for the way I've been handling this, but I need you to know that it's an expression of how much I love you. Mm-hmm. That's the way to go about it.
But what he said instead was, I wrote it down, he said, what I'm saying right now should give you all the reassurance you need to, like, let that go. He was basically, like, telling her, like, I need you to let Vegas go. You can't force her to let that go when that... Mm-mm. Those things directly affected her time with other guys and directly affected how she perceives you. So don't ask her to just let it go.
This isn't your show. This is Becca's show. Yes. So she gets to do whatever she wants. Thank you very much. But, pack your bags.
But what she kept saying was, dude, it's not about Vegas. It's about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Or earlier today. And I think that's what was so frustrating for me was that he already had a bad week, right? Like, forget it. Like, new clean slate, hopefully, right? But the drama that he caused with Lincoln on stage in front of all of those people was so embarrassing and so disrespectful to the fellow contestants, but also to Becca and also to the people in the audience. You know what I mean? Like, have some composure.
I completely agree. And I really loved when Becca, when he was like, I've been being attacked the past week and a half for no reason. She's like, well, you've also been doing some of the attacking as well.
Right.
This is what I always think about the show. Like, when people are like, I got a bad edit, or this isn't what I said, or it's out of context. You say and you do all of these things, and there's only so much editing that can happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you still said that, and you still did that, and you still, you know, threw Lincoln under the bus this way or that way. I mean, he probably wasn't wrong about Lincoln, because... as we know, all the stuff that come out about him anyway, they should just both leave.
I mean, Lincoln, okay, so before they even went on the group date, when they were in that little living room together, obviously Chris started that, right? Because Lincoln was just trying to tell him, well, you're probably not going to get a one-on-one or a two-on-one. I don't think there's ever been 2 two-on-ones. First of all, like, dude, watch the show. And he was just trying to be like, just be optimistic for whatever comes. And then obviously Chris got really defensive. But... at least from the way it was edited in the debate, Lincoln kind of instigated Chris at first. And in the cocktail hour, too, Lincoln went first and started saying things about him. So Lincoln is super
deep. Well, and Connor's name.
Right.
Yeah.
Lincoln is not devoid of any blame here.
No, absolutely.
For sure. He started the whole airing of the dirty laundry
for
hour.
For sure.
I mean, Chris just fed into it right away, because it could have been maybe just a jokey comment, like, well, I'd never leave like this guy, like, maybe a little political fun jab, but, like, they already had so much tension that I was like, damn, dude, you just lit the match. It's over.
Exactly.
It's over.
What did you guys think about Blake chiming in? Because Blake chimed in and then was like, oh, wait, no, I changed my mind. I shouldn't say anything. And he, like, completely was just like,
I was yelling at the TV, like, Blake, no, don't do it. You're too good for this. Yeah. Don't get involved.
He realized.
Yeah. He was like, okay, I'm just going to sit down for a second.
Totally.
I'm going to take an L on this.
Don't bury yourself with that ship. Like, no.
But I kind of got it, though. Like, I feel like I could see myself doing that, because I think he was trying to mitigate and make everything okay and be the peacemaker. And I feel like sometimes that can be my instinct. So I get that, Blake, but not smart on his end.
Well, and he realized quickly, because he, like, I don't even think he finished his sentence, or forget what he said, because he started to say that like, no, that's how, because Chris kept saying that Lincoln was attacking him.
And
right?
He was like, they both said things that weren't, I don't know.
Exactly.
You just gotta stop.
See my way out.
Oh my goodness.
But you just don't want your name associated with that drama. And that's kind of how I imagine Connor felt later when Lincoln told Becca that Connor was scared to stay in the same room. room.
But here's the thing. Did Connor switch rooms? I don't think we ever got the answer to that.
Oh, my God. So, Kristen was on Entertainment Tonight.
Okay.
Roses and Rosé Live. They did a special. He was talking about that. I couldn't remember the quote, but I'm going to pull it up and tweet it for you guys. Okay. Because he did make a comment about the living situations.
Okay, please tag us so we can see it, too. Room. And right. If you guys in the chat role know what the deal with Connor and Chris was, please let us know. Because they didn't answer that, and Chris asked him, like, point blank, and then I think Lincoln interrupted him, or I forget what happened exactly, or...
It was never answered on the show.
But do you guys think Connor was going home regardless of his name being tossed into the tweet, right?
I think that has nothing to do with him going home.
I just wanted to put that out there, because I felt like his time was up anyway. His shining moment was, for me, still throwing the picture frame in the pool. What else did we see?
Oh my gosh,
after?
I forgot that. Wait, that was him?
That was it. Yeah, like,
what?
Unless I'm missing something, there's been so much drama, but he's really fallen under the radar. Like, I just...
I mean, he looked good in those glasses tonight, though. I will say that.
Well,
I was just like, oh, hello there, kind sir. I should have done that sooner. Maybe
I can't believe
gotten
that was him. I didn't even realize, honestly. Wait, you know what I can't stand about Lincoln? And obviously he's gone, so I feel like we don't even need to waste too much time on him. But the fact that he once again said he was threatened and felt scared for his life. He said that about Connor when Connor threw the picture frame. And now tonight he said that again about Chris.
That's true.
That's a very serious thing to throw around.
That's a really serious
thing. Which is
thing.
Interesting since he's been charged with assault.
Right. Very ironic, for sure.
Ooh, the tea is hot.
Yeah, the tea
is hot.
I don't know.
They were both due to go home, though. I will say, though, going into Leo's one-on-one, I was sure that he was going to go home.
You really were. You really were, and I was like, have a little faith.
Yeah,
You were right, and I was so wrong, Leo.
Do you guys think that Becca does a good job of turning, like, her emotions around, because obviously Garrett came to talk to her and she's like, I just need a minute.
Yeah.
And I feel like she gets, like, very caught up in every single guy and kind of gets caught up in the drama too. Or do you think it's hard not to be in this situation?
I think it just shows how real she is. Like, I was thinking about that earlier because I was really rooting for Leo because he's my wild card. And I was just like, Becca, get your shit together because you need to be able to, like, be present in your date with him. But then I was thinking, like, if you're in a real relationship with someone, you don't have to fake or pretend anything. If that's how you're feeling in that moment, then you should feel it. And then how they respond to that and deal with you as you're in that place, at your worst or whatever, or at your most emotional or vulnerable or whatever. So I think it's important for them to see her in those stages to see, like, what she needs when she's feeling that way or whatever. So I prefer that she just feels out however she's feeling.
Yeah, I agreed. I was kind of looking at that, too. I'm like, is she, like, getting too overwhelmed here? But then when I thought about the timeline of things, and remember, this is probably even faster in their world of back-to-back dealing with petty drama like that and trying to make headway with people and continuously having to hear from the guys what's going on. Like, I'd be just as frustrated and, like, need a minute myself. I think that was actually really real.
I think it was, too, and I think that you guys bring up really good points. I think... What I don't understand is there's no part of me that believes at that point Becca was considering keeping either Chris or Lincoln.
That's
so
true.
I wish she was just like, you both need to leave. Like, and just get rid of them at that moment, because I think that would be really real. And I'm sure that's how she felt. Like, I don't think she was, like, waiting to have another conversation to see if her mind would be swayed to choose,
but she
like, Chris over Garrett, you know?
She canceled the cocktail party.
No.
At the end.
At the end.
Yeah, on the group date.
I see what you're saying, because I even felt that way about, I mean, we can't know how Becca felt about them in that moment.
We know everything.
We know every thought. But even on the Capitol Records date, when she was all about Chris, and that was confusing for me because I didn't really see it, but maybe she felt it differently, and maybe she was kind of holding on to that, but... I agree that I was hoping she'd just be like, I am so over both of this. So, but that obviously wasn't.
I feel like that's something Rachel would do. Like, she was very quick about being like, all right, y'all need to end this right now. But then, I mean, they have different personalities. Yeah. So
and Becca is generally pretty good at that. I mean, she sent, like, a lot of guys home before rose ceremonies, too.
That's why I think she's just, like, exhausted.
Probably.
Like,
I do think Garrett did a good job of being like, oh, don't worry, like, take your time. Like, he handled that pretty well.
He did.
I feel like another guy would be, like, very insulted. Imagine if she did that to Chris or someone else. You know what I mean?
They would be like, now my time is jumping. Like,
exactly.
Garrett, and even the way that he brought it to the group after the fact, Christina, you were saying that you loved his delivery on that. Just, he came back and was like, okay, this is what it is. Like, you're ruining your time. You're ruining our time with her. Let it go.
Well, because I think he said it, like, just very even-keeled and matter-of-fact.
Yeah.
Where, and I think Chris respected it and kind of realized where, like, as opposed to, like, the way Lincoln talks to Chris, you know, like, Chris just wants to attack him back. Mm-hmm. So I think that Garrett said it well. And I'm happy that he expressed that frustration because it shows that he really cares and wants to be there and was upset. What tripped me up a little bit was Garrett being like, I really wanted to open up tonight. And I just feel like that's such a weird statement. Like, tonight was my night to open up. Like, I don't know.
That is weird. But it is true, though, when you're spending so much time on one particular feud, especially with guys who are relevant in the scheme of things. So, it does suck for the other guys that aren't involved in that drama.
You know, on that note, I just realized, like, Garrett, like, a lot of his time has been spent with giving her things. Like, he wrote that, he wanted to read her the speech that he wrote. He wrote her a song. He gave her another gift on another thing. It's maybe that's his love language.
That's interesting. I would love that. I'm definitely a gift type of girl. Yeah. I like to receive. wow. Okay, listen.
Learning a lot.
Oh
tonight.
My gosh, you guys are so annoying.
I couldn't resist. I couldn't.
Anyways, can we talk about Colton for a second? Because I don't see it. Like, even when she talks to him, and I don't know if it's because we know of, like, the whole
she just wants his body
situation. But I just feel like he is so slimy. And I don't know. Do you think it's just because of spoilers? That's how I know that? Or that's why I feel that way?
I'm going to agree with one of the people who commented on our channel before saying that, like, they can't trust somebody who's always smiling when they're talking. Maybe because he's always just like, maybe he comes off disingenuous. I don't know. The Tia thing definitely weighs heavily for me, though. Like, I just have it in the back of my mind.
Same.
Yeah, I don't really get their connection that Becca seems to be feeling, but also I have, like, my guard up for sure.
Definitely.
Just with the whole Tia thing.
Jeff. I think Colton's kind of guy basic, if I had to, like, phrase it. Like, there's just not a ton to, there's not a ton there, it doesn't seem like. But at the same time, I guess, Becca really likes him. I feel like it's one of those attractions that you can't always explain, but she's feeling something we're not seeing.
I can explain it. I think it's shoulders and arms.
It's called he's a beautiful person.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
Is he the best looking guy there for you guys? Or
no.
No.
Okay. Who would that be for each of you?
Jason, I think, is more my type. Christine?
Ooh, out of who's left? I'm going to say between, like, Wills and maybe Blake. Looks wise, I guess.
Sterling.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna say, like, Blake and probably Leo now.
What about you?
Not
Jeff?
Probably. He is.
For me, I think Becca is the best looking.
Okay. If you have to choose a guy, though.
I'm so bad at this. I think, I don't know, maybe Colton, just because he was, like, an athlete.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I think she has a good, solid group of guys. I think they're all good looking, they're all very different from each other.
I think Jason needs a haircut, and that for me would be, like, set it off. Because he's cute, but I don't know if I like the long hair on him.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I think he has a cute face, and I just am attracted to his personality.
I was going to say his personality is great, so I think that makes him super attractive in general.
Real quick, chat roll. Please let us know who you guys think is your favorite. I guess we're doing looks-wise, right? Who you're most attracted to. Also, real quick, I want to talk about Wills because he said he was falling in love with her tonight.
Yeah.
He also is kind of stoned.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, I think you said that, right, Jeff, when we were watching?
Yeah, I like Wills a lot, but he does just seem a little stoned. God bless him.
Oh, my God.
I've said this before. I really love Wells. Wells. I was just reading Wells Adams' Twitter. Okay, anyways. I really do love Wills. He needs a pep in his step for sure, and he needs to enunciate and, like, look up when he's speaking. Mm-hmm. I also will say that his reactions when other people are fighting or anything are just the best. Like,
they
covering
are.
His face, or he's just, like, has his head down. He is my mood every time I'm watching.
For sure. I agree.
Yeah.
That needs to be a meme.
He's also, like, the most stylish person in the house.
Yes.
We've already established this. And I agree. If he puts a little bit more pep into his step, I think it's just going to make his chances better. Ultimately, will he end up with Becca? Probably not.
Right.
But I'm rooting for him so hard. He's so relatable to me. And I just like that he's been true to himself this entire time, but just needs to be more present.
Yeah.
Do you think he's really in love with Becca, though?
I think he's probably feeling her.
Yeah.
I said this last week when you guys were out that I get this, like, oh, that's my boo connection between them. Yeah, like, yeah. Ooh, you're cute. You make me feel good. We have this cute, like, we're smitten with each other, but I don't know that it's, like, anything more than that.
Okay.
I think she's into it for sure. Right. But we didn't really get to see a lot of that this episode.
Wills hasn't had a one-on-one date yet, right?
He has.
Wait, when? Oh, that's last week. The 2 weeks ago.
That was right after that other big blow.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, consoling her.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay.
They were, like, on that mountain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, I remember not thinking that date was very good. So, it was forgetful. Sorry about that.
Clearly, you forgot it.
Yeah, I forgot it. All right, guys. I feel like we are gearing up for a very exciting hometown date or dates and, like, finale. Because at this point, I really don't know who she's going to choose. And I feel like this is the first time in a long time where I'm excited about multiple people.
Yeah. I really do. I'm happy with the final six. I think that she has a great group of guys remaining for her, mm-hmm. anyway. And they're going to Bahamas next, right?
Yeah. My mindset right now is even further ahead. I'm already, like, really anxious for hometown.
Me too.
Yeah, because I wish they would just go to all six hometowns.
Yes. I would actually take that over a vacation spot in the middle and then that.
Yeah,
and then
that'd
another.
Be awesome.
Yeah, because I want to see more behind Garrett, obviously, because of everything we know now. Totally. I want to see what his background is like. I feel like that'll change
things. By the way, I have a friend who is a host at AfterBuzz who knows Garrett. She grew up with him.
Really?
We need to have her come in
what
and
did
guest
she
host.
Say?
Well.
Did she say anything?
Here's the thing. She said she told me that, like, one of her good friends growing up was going to be on the show. And then I asked her when he came on, like, after the first night or as the first night was going on, like, right after the minivan, I was like, who's the guy? She said, Garrett. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that was so exciting. I was like, yeah, we'll have to have you in. And then I forgot to talk to her about it after the whole controversy. And then I was going through Garrett's page and, like, his apology on Instagram, and I saw that she sent heart. So I haven't actually, like, discussed it with her. So we need to have her in.
We need the tea.
Yeah, we need it.
Yes.
For sure. We'll have her in.
It's interesting. You guys brought up the you wish there were more hometowns. And I think this show would do well to give us more about these people. Like, because we're going to go on another vacation next week, and it'll probably be a little bit more of the same. But, like, meeting Jason's friends was so cool. Like, it would have been.
Exactly. Definitely.
Or, like, seeing their hometown, or, like, even their school, like, going to their college. And I don't know. It'd be interesting if this show invested in giving us more about the world that these guys came from, because that's a good insight into who someone is.
Yeah, agreed. They're so focused on the process and this bubble.
Yeah, and not to mention, like, all of the controversy of the season, all those people are gone, which was, I guess, why ABC was keeping them around just for some drama. But if you think about the final six, we've got, like, Leo and Wills and all these people who I don't think are going to start fights with each other.
Right.
But I could be way wrong. Like, those are the guys who were cheering when, like, Leo came back in.
Definitely.
You know?
I was kind of wondering that when we were looking at the promos to next week, because I'm like, you're right, all those drama starting guys are out, but maybe, like, we're going to see something from these guys that we haven't seen before, because they probably think they're the cream of the crop. We've gotten rid of all the whatever, but then there's going to be one or two out of that group now who are going to think, well, we're the front runners, and how is that going to manifest itself?
I think they're going to start getting really jealous and feeling very insecure. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine if you really think you have a great relationship with her, and then to see all these other people who feel the same way, like, that's got to, like, really mess you up. You know what I mean? You can be super confident, but for sure you got to be a little insecure when you see five other guys dating your girl, you know? Mm-mm-mm. At this point, who do you guys think is going to make it to hometowns? Who do you think the final four will be, Christine?
Ooh, okay, give me one sec, because we
Sterling.
Got...
Okay,
so I think
the final four will be Blake, Garrett, who else is left?
Yeah, Jason. That's why I was like, let me write down who's like
Jason,
Blake, Garrett, Jason,
Wills,
Leo, and then who's the other one?
Connor. I mean, Colton.
Colton. Okay, I think it'll be Blake, Garrett, Colton, and...
Jason is
I say Jason.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
And Jason.
Jeff, you think so as well?
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
But this is why I said I wanted more hometowns, because I want to see Will's background. Uh-huh. I definitely want to see Leo's circle.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right.
It's good TV right there.
It'll be so good. Who do you guys think can be the next Bachelor? Do you think it's one of these top six guys? Because
I think it's going to be
Jason.
I think it could.
Yeah.
I could see Jason as it. I could also see Blake as the next Bachelor if he's not picked. I hope it wouldn't be Colton.
Right.
And I mean, I'm just going to say it. I hope Leo would be the next Bachelor.
You're just all in. I love it.
Jeff, at this point, who do you think could be the next Bachelor?
It's going to be Blake or Jason. And I think not
so
only...
So does that mean you think Garrett wins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think Garrett. Garrett or Colton will win, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think in terms of TV, if I'm a producer right now and I'm looking at who I think America will like the most and who will do best at leading a group of women, I'd have to go Blake or Jason as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think the other guys have necessarily the personality for the show.
Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind watching a Blake or Jason season, to be completely honest.
I mean, I think it'd be great.
Me too. I think they're also the least character-y out of the guys. So that makes me want to know more about them. Like, I've already kind of put Leo into this box in my mind, but, like,
get him out of the box.
Wait, hold on. We just got someone in the chat, Avalon Park, saying Leo is a porn star. Avalon Park, you have to verify this.
Why? We need receipts, Avalon.
Oh, my God.
If this is true.
I would die. I could almost see it.
Casting couch?
Wait. I would die. This is so funny.
Oh.
I think, Avalon, are you just talking smack?
Don't hit us with that. Come on.
Someone else said that they think Tamara Fuller said it could be Jason, Garrett, Blake, and Wills. And as much as I love Jason, it'd be interesting to see like Wills in the final four too. Like, I could maybe see her switch it up depending on how it goes next week. She already met Jason's friends, right? So if she didn't necessarily like, I don't know, maybe she was like, okay, I'm good with him. Like, I feel content.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we'll
I just
see.
Need Wills to liven up a little bit, and then he'll be a good Bachelor. Like, if he were to be the next Bachelor or something, you know, he would definitely need to come with a little more personality.
And I would be so here for a person of color as the Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that would be so amazing.
Wait, I love that. Okay, so Scott Mark said Leo has a softcore porn on his IMDb page.
Went straight
and
to
Liza
DVD.
And Liza said he was in a softcore porn.
What?
A couple years back.
Leo, don't...
Guys,
look at Misha C. She said, Leo doing consensual sex on camera is fine with me after this crap of a casting.
That's
okay, fair.
I mean, that's...
No, but to be real, I've been looking on social media, and people are like, so a lot of people seem to be bored with this season.
Honestly,
what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's partially Becca, and I really like her, but I just don't... And I think she's a great bachelorette, and I think she's well-spoken, and I love how she handles situations, but there's something just not exciting about watching her.
Oh, I feel bad saying that.
I know. So I just
but
got,
do you agree or no?
I can see where you're coming from, and I don't know if it to me, if it's like the dates. Like I don't know because
it could
it's
be
just
the dates.
It's just like
and where
we're
they
not
are.
Getting to see her or them in any flattering light right now.
Right,
and the drama she's dealing with sucks. I personally don't mind her. I was cheering for her in this process,
but don't
just
mind her and like.
Right,
love
like love
her.
Like I loved Rachel, and I was like her biggest fan. But I'm not as invested in this necessarily. Yeah. I will say, I just got back from visiting home, which is North Carolina, and everyone I talked to there was not feeling her. They did not like her at all that I talked to, and I was just like, oh, that's so interesting.
I've been hearing that a lot too. That's why I brought
like
it up.
Bored, and
some of my friends are like, the only reason we're still watching is because we put money on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
I think one of the tough things, it's like, if you were to ask someone, what do you love about Becca, what comes to mind?
Nothing.
That's a good point, Jeff. But another point that I've been hearing a lot from people is that they're just disappointed with the quality of the show overall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people were saying, like, The Bachelor used to be so over the top in a way that we enjoyed. The helicopter rides, the just pomp and circumstance.
Right.
A lot. And we've gotten bits of that, but it's not in a way that's resonating with us the way that it was before.
It's
I don't
so
know if
basic
we're burnt
now.
Out.
Yeah.
Is it just basic and we're just over it or what? Because clearly ABC is just trying to do whatever it can.
Yeah.
To keep
and
us.
They're relying on the petty drama instead of like people actually do like seeing them go on helicopter rides and like do all this over the top stuff, which I don't know how realistic that is. Like
but
for long.
At least it's like you're in on the adventure and it's almost like somewhat of a travel show at that point too.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying the dates are awful, but I really like how serious she is. That's what Sarah Elizabeth said. A show of hands said we've had 3 dates get repeated, which is so true.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
really had. I think that's a good point to it. I guess ABC is just not really investing
because they're
in
losing
her.
Us with mm-hmm. that. If they were doing things that we were like, oh my god, on the edge of our seat, waiting to see what would happen from it, then I'm sure we would all be a lot more excited.
Right. Like even Ari's season, he flew Crystal home in a private jet, right, on their first one-on-one date.
Yes, they went to Scottsdale.
They went to Scottsdale. There's more action happening. They were in Paris at this point because they had the 2-on-1 date in Paris. Like, it was definitely a little bit more exciting.
Liza in the chat brings up a good point. She says, we know nothing about Becca except that she was screwed over. And Sarah Elizabeth added that they need to stop bringing up Ari and connecting her with breakup just for views. Which I think is true. Like, I think Becca does and might have more to offer. She seems like a very strong, independent woman who's like, she's stood up for herself a lot that we've seen so far. And I enjoy watching her in those moments, but we really don't know that much about her other than the Ari stuff.
That's actually
And if I ever hear Ari again, it hurts me to even say that out loud.
A, we're going to see him again pretty soon.
We're physically going to see him,
And B, I agree. Like, don't make us wait till her hometown all the way at the end to, like, connect with her and like her. Like, there's so much of her personality we could have been seeing thus far.
Totally.
To make us really root for her even more, like how we were rooting for her after this breakup. Like, translate that into, like, okay, no, I actually really connect with this girl. Right. And that's why I was confused about the dates. I'm like, are these a reflection of what she actually likes? Because I hope not.
Right, because at this point, all we really know about her is her bachelor world and her bachelor friends.
Yeah, you
know
what I mean? Who are her, like, real friends?
Those aren't her real friends.
I wish this show would do more of that, too. Like, show us... It'd be nice, instead of talking to us about what she's scared about and who she's afraid of, talking to her mom or her friends about, or her cousin or something, about what she's afraid of. Just because, again, watching someone interact with their inner circles can show us so much about who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we haven't seen that at all from Becca. We don't really know her.
Right. I wish we did, because I do think she does such a good job of calling it like it is and calling guys out and, like, saying how she truly feels. But it's still not there for me, and I guess maybe that's what it is. Like, I'm missing all, like, the romance and action, like, all the glamour that once came with The Bachelor.
Do you guys think she was ready? Do you think this was too soon? I know we've kind of talked about it before on the show, but it's something I always want to revisit, because fans, you know, say maybe she wasn't healed from the process. Was it too soon?
I feel like it was pretty fast turnaround, like a month.
I don't think it was too soon. I don't know. I think, like, deep down, like, I also don't believe that she really...
was in it for Ari?
Yeah, I don't think she, like, saw the rest of her life with Ari. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
And if she really did, then maybe it was too soon. But I think me watching it back, I was like, okay, like, this is, like, a joke, all of this. You know what I mean? Like, she probably didn't even want to be with him at this point. Maybe she did. Obviously, no one wants to be engaged to and left like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. She definitely. But,
I mean, she committed, though.
She really did.
She even if she didn't really feel it all the way, she still took that leap of faith and got screwed
over. For sure.
And you can still, like, sense the insecurities that she is dealing with following that. Like, last week when that whole whether or not Jordan was settling for her.
Right.
And that sort of stuff. Like, that really hit her hard.
It's triggering still.
Yeah, for sure.
One last thing I'll say, just while we're talking about the season overall. There's been a few times I've really felt the producer's hand, I think, more than I usually do. Sterling, I know you mentioned that you really appreciated that Leo opened up about his dad, but for him to say that, I feel I've disappointed my dad because I didn't become a professional baseball player, I was like, damn, your dad has high standards, man. It just almost felt like the producers are like, Leo, we need some family drama. What's something you can talk about? And I don't know, I just... That feels crazy that his dad would be like, I'm not proud of you because you didn't become a professional baseball player. It's a tough bar.
I mean, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, because I could think, like, he grew up playing baseball his whole life. His dad supported him. Like, maybe his dad never said that, those exact words, but, like, maybe he does feel like that.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, like,
something.
I sometimes, like, I can understand that pressure and that. I don't know, like,
And Jeff, to be fair, you made it seem like his current job is, like, not awesome, so...
That's fair.
So,
that's
like, fair. He could feel that from his dad, too, you know, like...
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It just, it felt a little bit, I rarely feel this way, but it did feel like the producers were looking for a Leo, give us something, give us...
Yeah, give us your sob story, go.
A little bit.
I don't necessarily see that. I could see them being like... Leo, like, you really need to open up to Becca tonight if you want to stay. Like, you got to, like, tell her about your family, this or that. Like, I don't know if it... So I guess in a way, what could be producer encouraged.
I got to say, though, that story, though, was surprising for me to hear, just because Leo is someone, to me, who comes off as very comfortable with himself.
And confident.
Like, so... But, you know, like we both said, like, with parents and expectations... I know firsthand just how much that can probably scar somebody. But for sure. Outside of that, like, I would have never expected that from him.
Right.
Like, with that look and the way he carries himself, mm-hmm. he seems like, I don't care what your expectations of me.
And even Becca said she was surprised to learn that about him, too. So I think,
That's endearing. And I think that you can't judge a book by its cover. And I think Leo.
I was totally glad he opened up. I just had trouble believing this was his baggage. I don't know.
Yeah, you were waiting for something like deeper,
or just I was like baseball. It just felt like it just felt like I was expecting like, oh, my dad's not proud of me because I'm an actor, or like I moved to LA and my family misses me. But I was like, I didn't become a professional baseball player. That's just personally me. I'll be interested to see what people think in the comments. I might be totally off here, but that's how
some
I read
people
it.
Seem surprised.
That's why we need more hometown so we can see this daddy he's talking about.
Well, I think a lot of the guys have daddy issues on this season.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen
a lot of people do. in life.
Well, if you guys, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens next week. Do you have any final thoughts, ladies?
I wish Renee was here so I could know how I'm doing in our
draft. My gosh.
Yeah, because she has all of our...
She has all the info.
I'm pretty sure I'm winning.
I think I'm winning.
Mm. I think we're all pretty close. I think we all had the same, like, 4 or 5...
Front runners.
I know Jean Blanc screwed me. I can't stand him. Damn him. Jeff, do you know how you're doing?
I am embarrassed to say I don't. We need Renee back to let us know. I know I said Chris was the villain, so that's good.
All right. Confirmed. I think I said Lincoln.
I think I said Lincoln, which is fair.
Which is also kind of true as well, no?
Yeah. I think they are double villains.
Double villains. We've had several villains this season, but them two really stood out.
They're all gone now, though.
Yeah, they're all gone. Guys, I'm so excited for next week. Hopefully, we'll get out of Virginia. I can't believe they said Virginia is for lovers. Is that a thing?
It is.
I don't believe it. Whoever said that has never left Virginia. I'm sorry. Haven't you heard of Paris or like France, Italy? Like, I feel like New York City is more for lovers than Virginia.
Yeah.
But you know, New York. The people who stay there and have kids, they needed something.
Let them have it. Okay, fine. All right, funny. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back here next week to discuss another episode of The Bachelorette. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, across social media, at Miss Zias. Christine, where can they find you?
You guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean.
And I will be gone the next couple of weeks because I'm doing a bit of traveling. So I will miss you all, but I'll be following along and tweeting, which you can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
And Jeff?
You guys can find me on the internet at Jeffrey C. Graham on Twitter and Jeffrey Crane Graham on Instagram.
All right, guys. We'll see you here next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. TV.